I, Antonio Guterres,
solemnly swear to exercise in all loyalty,
solemnly swear to exercise in all loyalty,
discretion and conscience,
discretion and conscience, the functions entrusted to me,
as Secretary General of the United Nations,
as Secretary General of the United Nations.
Back in October, Antonio Guterres emerged as the winning candidate for the role of Secretary General following a historically public and comprehensive selection process at the United Nations. After swearing him in as the next Secretary General, the President of the UN General Assembly, Peter Thomson, praised Mr. Guterres for his integrity and competence.
The Secretary General Designate is recognized indeed as a man who embodies the universal spirit of the United Nations. We have every confidence he will lead our organization with wisdom and rectitude, ever dedicated to the common good of humanity.
Taking the podium at the UN General Assembly, the incoming Secretary General made a passionate plea for change within the organization. The United Nations also needs to recognize its shortcomings and reform the way it works, Antonio Guterres urged.
The organization is the cornerstone of multilateralism and has contributed to decades of relative peace. But the challenges are now surpassing our ability to respond. The UN must be ready to change.
He called for a more nimble, efficient, and effective United Nations that focuses more on people delivery and less on process and bureaucracy. The UN also needs to communicate better about what it does in a way everybody understands, he noted, calling for an upgrade of the organization's tools and platforms to reach people around the world. Mr. Guterres called out what he described as the UN's most serious shortcoming, the inability to prevent crises, citing Syria, Yemen, South Sudan, as well as long-running disputes like the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. He called for mediation, arbitration, and creative diplomacy. Prevention must also be a priority in everything the UN does, he says, and where it fails, more needs to be done to resolve conflict. The next Secretary General also made a number of pledges, like respecting gender parity in all his appointments. The initial target for equal representation of women and men among UN staff was the year 2000, he recalled. 16 years later, the UN is far from that. He touched on the issue of creating a strong culture of accountability and better protecting whistleblowers.
The United Nations system has not yet done enough to prevent and respond to appalling crimes of sexual violence and exploitation committed under the UN flag against those we are supposed to protect.
Earlier, he paid tribute to his predecessor, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, commending him for the historic signing of the Paris Agreement on climate change and its ratification. Mr. Guterres described the momentum as unstoppable. Meanwhile, UN General Assembly delegates also took the floor one after another to thank Ban on his 10 years of service while highlighting his other accomplishments, such as paving the way for Agenda 2030 and the Sustainable Development Goals, as well as his efforts to promote gender equality within the organization. In these tributes, Ban Ki-moon was often painted as a child of the United Nations. Mr. Ban shared how the organization impacted his life.
After the Korean War, UN aid fed us, UN textbooks taught us, UN global solidarity showed us we were not alone. For me, the power of the United Nations was never abstract or academic. It is the story of my life and many Korean people. It is a story of many millions and millions of people around the world, many children, young boys and girls.
The outgoing Secretary General said his appreciation for the UN grew during his tenureship. Turning to his successor, Mr. Ban praised Antonio Guterres for his integrity, his compassion. He expressed his great comfort at passing the baton to him, adding that he had no doubt that Mr. Guterres will steer the UN to new and higher heights. Jocelyn Sambira, UN News.